Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Just had a bit of a news story right outside our studio, didn't we?
I heard it, yes.
So while I was talking to Joe Tamburino, we heard what sounded like a piece of construction equipment falling.
Pretty much, yes.
It was a loud boom. Loud enough that Cook left his position. Dan Cook never leaves his position. Like a captain steering the ship, you're always at the console.
He stepped away.
Okay.
He stepped to sea, and Dan, you were the first reporter
on
the scene.
So, and really what it was, we all heard the boom.
Yeah.
And I had the same reaction you did. I thought, you know, we hear that all the time when they're doing construction down on 7th Street here.
Kind of a weird time, a little late for it to happen, but yep.
So I happened to glance out the windows that looked down on the street, and I saw people across the street stopping, you know, pedestrians just walking. But they were stopping and looking in the general direction of our building. Which told me that
something
untoward
to see.
Had
yes,
happened.
Yes.
And I went and looked down the window, and there's a bus had somehow jumped the curb and plowed right into a light pole that's down on 7th Street there.
It looks like the driver's okay.
Driver was
He was moving around.
Looks like they've maybe moved the bus also, right, from what I can tell. So, you know, we have soundproof windows. It's a radio studio.
Right.
And so if you can hear something, you're like, that's...
Must have been loud.
Yeah, I don't know what happened because there's no reason. I will say, if you check out on my Twitter, there's a video that I took from our studio. And whatever the company is that installed and created this light post, well done.
It's kryptonite.
Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Standing tall.
Because a bus, presumably, I mean, the bus... Also, a bus is huge, so like the damage to the bus is not as severe as one might expect.
Yeah, it looks like it hit the bumper on the bumper.
It's that bike rack.
Those big bike
racks that fold down. Well, that was folded up. Well, that's dented. I mean, not like a 90-degree angle, but that's dented pretty good. And the bus is still there. Actually, they had another bus come to pick up passengers. And
so hopefully everybody was
okay.
Right. Because it's rush hour, it's not like the bus was going 40.
Right.
But it was probably going,
I bet
it was going 25. It was moving.
Based on the damage and then the sound.
Based on our own accident reconstruction skills.
That's what we do.
So today I did I accomplished a home project.
What?
Today. Whenever I do something without hiring someone.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. My pledge is that I will tell the listeners about it.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Yesterday, we had noticed that our LED lights on our front porch were flickering, like strobe light effect, when the switch was off. And I probably put this switch in 15 years ago. It had a timer.
Okay.
So our outdoor lights go on at sunset. So... It's such a strange switch. Like, I've tried to find a new one before, and I've never found anything.
Just the bulbs you're talking?
So this is the switch itself.
Oh, the switch.
So the switch activates at sunset, and then you can set the time it goes off. You set it. I don't have to pick sunset. It could be whatever time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a timer, but a switch, which is kind of cool, because our outdoor lights go on at night.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And then they go off. I don't have to go and turn the porch light on and off.
It just
goes on. But the light started flickering. Now, this was not a new bulb. I've had LED lights up there for a year or so.
Yeah.
But I've seen this happen before. Other lights in our home that when you swap out. Have you swapped out most of your bulbs to LEDs?
Most of them, yep. Yeah.
And have you ever had problems with it? Like. I mean, sometimes a dimmer, you have to get a special special bulb.
Yeah. Some of the dimmer situations do not work like they should.
I've had a couple situations where you put in an LED light, and when you turn it off, it strobes.
Mm.
So like the circuit isn't completely closing.
Got it.
Something enough like phantom power is getting through. So usually it's a 60-cent switch. You just go solution. You just go buy a new on-off switch.
Okay.
And install that in the wall. I am not afraid of electricity, are you?
Well, I think you should probably turn the power off to your house yes. before you're messing around with something like this.
Sure.
Did you do that?
Of course. Okay. Absolutely, yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm just checking
it's
on
a fair just. Question. It's a fair, I was more dismissive than I meant. Yes, I am not afraid of electricity because I just always turn off the breaker for whatever you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Right? But today...
Uh-oh.
I turned it off. It went fine. Indeed, it was the switch. Like an outdated switch. The switch was made when there were no LED lights. So some old switches don't play nice with LED.
Got it.
So I found a switch, and I sort of have mixed feelings about this, Laura. This switch is yet another thing in my house that now hooks into Wi-Fi.
Mm.
Where you're like, if I look at, I have like an app for my router, or the wireless router.
Yes.
So you can see how many things are attached to Wi-Fi in your house.
Yeah.
It's at least 30.
Yeah, and then when the Wi-Fi goes out, so does everything else.
Well, right. Now, this switch still has like a, you can push the button so you can still operate it if the Wi-Fi doesn't work.
Okay.
But I was thinking, I'm like, so this, you know, you install the switch, and it took me a little bit, like, you know, three wires, which one goes where, a little trial and error, it was fine.
Did you get to use a screwdriver?
Oh, yeah.
See? Look what you can do.
I had to take off the plate, take out the old switch, put in the new switch, take a picture so I remember what was hooked up where. So it was fine. But I have mixed feelings about, so like it, when I sell this house, the new homeowner, like how the hell are they going to know like how to set up? Like, are they stuck with my settings on this switch?
Yes.
Forever.
Unless they choose to change it, and that is something you should disclose in your real estate papers when you get ready to sell that house.
Like,
let them know about all of your tech.
Oh, the amount of work it's going to take to write down all this stuff.
But you know what? It might come out to be a plus for you when it comes to selling for somebody who wants a nice, technologically advanced home.
Could be.
So that's not so bad.
It seems goofy to have everything hooked up to Wi-Fi. Like, it's so much stuff.
Or, as you're fixing these things, you write a little note. And then before you screw down the plate cover of the switch, you tuck the note in the little area back in there. And then they can go through as they're trying to figure out.
Well, that's not a fire hazard.
No,
yeah. Come on, Dan.
Put a little piece of paper in the wall.
Yeah, just tuck a little piece of paper in there.
No, you don't do that.
Last night, Sam, the 15-year-old, wanted to leave the house. It was, I don't know why. Today is his last day of school.
Mm-hmm.
So decided he wanted to go play pickleball.
Fun.
So we changed. We have two rackets and some balls. And so off we went. Maple Grove has six pickleball courts at the Central Park in Maple Grove. All were full.
It's so popular.
And people were waiting.
It is so popular.
Now our 18-year-old, which was almost 18-year-old, was like, it's just going to be you guys and the grandmas. And we walk by, and Seth is mostly correct. It's not all grandmas. There is one court with maybe some people in their 30s.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much the 55-plus set.
I think it's
which
awesome.
Which I'm pretty close to, let's be honest.
Yes, I'm in there. I'm right in there. We have the equipment. We just have not learned how to play yet. Right.
How do people know, like, when it's their turn? Like,
I don't know.
I sometimes wonder, like, should there be there should be like a sign-up sheet or something, like tennis courts, pickleball courts.
Oh, for that, for sharing.
Yeah, like, how do people know, like, you don't reserve it. It's just a park. You just go, you play as long as you want.
You're just on the honor system.
But, like, I wasn't going to sit there and wait for Marge and Vern to wrap up their pickleball game. Just sitting there, like, it just seemed obnoxious.
Can you just go to a regular tennis court and hit your pickleballs over the tennis?
I guess it's not lined,
it's not a
right.
Fence. It's a right. Net. Yeah.
Yeah, over the fence.
You know what I mean.
I think so.
That's what we're going to do, because we have a nice tennis court across the street from our house. We don't know the pickleball rules, but we're just going to take our stuff and at least go hit the ball around
all
and
right.
have some fun and some exercise.
We just took a walk around the park.
Good.
It was fine.
That's nice.
And then we went to Dairy Queen.
Perfect. I went out for my son's birthday yesterday night for dinner.
Nice.
We had a lovely time with him and his girlfriend. He's officially 21 years old, and it was good.
Ooh. Big yes. 21.
Yes.
What was it like for him having his first alcoholic drink?
Oh, let's see now. Let me go back a few years and ask what that felt like at about the age of 15. No, I don't know. It's been
fun. Very fun.
It has been fun. That's a good word to put to it. Yes.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks. I'll tell him.
All right. You're a big recycler.
Sure. Yes.
No, you're not?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
I am too. But recycling is actually going the wrong direction in Minnesota.
Uh-oh.
Chris Megan in the Pioneer Press reporting that the amount that we're recycling is actually going down.
Mm.
I was surprised by this. And we're generating more trash.
Yeah.
Which doesn't surprise me. I don't know how you feel about this, Laura, but I've sort of come to the point. Not that recycling is useless. It's not. Recycling's important. But if we're really going to get ahead of this, we have to consume less.
Mm-hmm.
It's more on the supply side. We're not going to be able to recycle our way out of the massive consumption that we do.
Are you talking packaging or are you talking?
Everything.
Yeah, okay.
So the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says we are sending 3.3 million tons of trash to landfills every year.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing changes by 2042, that'll be 20% higher. So they said right now about two-thirds of what we send to landfills could either be reused, recycled, or compost it.
Yeah, we all need to
food
do a better
waste,
job with that.
All of that
mm-hmm.
stuff. Yeah, we compost in Maple Grove,
mm-hmm.
But I do pay for it. You have to pay for them to come and pick it up, but I like it.
Yeah.
And we have way less trash, but still, like cardboard boxes, oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It all piles up.
They say we literally threw away 1 million tons of materials last year that could have been turned into something else.
Mm.
So I think the kids are going to do a better job than we did.
I do too.
They're really into kind of going to the secondhand shops and all of that.
Especially with the clothes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Thanks, Laura. Twin Cities Pride Fest may be moving to the suburbs. The decline in lawnmower sales, oh no. And a bird is attacking a mirror, my car mirror. What should I do? That as we continue with the D Rush Hour News headlines next. Twin Cities Pride Fest may be moving to the suburbs or St. Paul. Axios Twin Cities reporting that the executive director is looking to leave Loring Park in Minneapolis. Sort of surprising considering the surrounding neighborhood has such a long history with the LGBTQ plus community. That protest march and picnic with fewer than 100 attendees is really the origin story of Pride that started in the northeast corner of the park in 1972. Executive director of Twin Cities Pride says Pride Fest is the second largest event by attendance in Minnesota. It's been held in some form at that. I mean, Loring Park is small, 34 acres. It's been there for more than three decades. Last year, almost 500,000 visitors. Why leave then? The size is the number one concern. The event is just getting too big for that space, they say. But these other issues, the cost of permits, the cost of security, the cost of shutting down streets for the parade, the director described them as astronomical. Number one choice for where they want to bring it, state fairgrounds. So you don't have to pay to close anything, that's a little more contained. We're not buying as many new lawnmowers as we used to. Star Tribune reporting, don't cry too hard for Twin Cities-based Toro. They had a strong spring quarter, but it would have been better if homeowners bought more lawnmowers. I mean, that is true of any business. You know, our radio station results would have been better, Dan, if people would have bought more commercials. I mean, it's just print that. So why were people buying fewer lawnmowers? The macroeconomics issues, inflation, makes it more likely that people are just going to fix what they got. And the spring was cold, so around much of the country, people didn't start mowing their lawn as early as they used to. Toro is pretty diversified now. Their professional segment is bigger than the residential area. And so even though residential sales were down 17% this quarter, the pro area, so like the golf course, the landscape professionals, 28% up. Toro sold $1.3 billion in the first quarter. Billion. It's a lot of mowers. Lionel Messi, maybe the best player, certainly of his generation, is coming to America. Oh, that's so good. Minnesota United FC was so close. We almost got Messi. Probably not. Inter Miami, the MLS team partially owned by David Beckham. That's where he's going. Messi, unlike the PGA Tour, turned down the Saudi Arabia money. In this case, Messi is paid by Saudi Arabia to promote tourism there. This is like LeBron leaving the NBA to co-play basketball in Spain. It is that big of a deal in the sports world. He could have gone to Barcelona. Saudi Arabia was offering maybe $500 million. But Inter Miami put together this offer that includes revenue sharing with Adidas for the merch, revenue sharing with Apple as well, because a lot more people are going to pay for that Apple Plus MLS season package. That's where you have to go to watch. What's it cost? It's like $5 or $6 more than I'm paying on top of your Apple TV Plus. A bird is attacking my car mirror. What? Yeah. What should I do? What should I do? Here's what you should do. If a bird is attacking your car mirror, you should send your question to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, because Val Cunningham will answer this important question. Val says it's because your car's mirror is reflecting the robin's image. You know, it's a mirror. So the bird thinks the car is his, like, tree. So he's pecking to try to kill the other bird. Why is the car, the question also asks, why is the robin bashing his beak into my car's outside mirror and pooping down the side of the car, too? Dan, you're not a bird expert, but I feel like you could figure out why the bird is pooping.
I think you'd have a basic idea, yeah.
The bird is freaking out that it cannot get rid of this other bird.
It's in fight or flight mode.
It's like, what's happening? What's happening?
Sometimes when you're, you know, mid-fight or flight,
you poop.
It's what you got to do.
You can't control it. The poor robin. Val suggests putting a towel over the mirror when your car is parked, and then the bird won't see it. That's probably the most humane. I could think of one or two other suggestions that may or may not involve a BB gun or a slingshot. That's the D-Rush Hour news headlines. I love birds. You know I do. We're going to take a break. I feel like we should. And we're going to talk. What are we talking? Oh, we're going to rip on St. Paul. We're going to make fun of St. Paul. So get ready. If you live in the St. Paul area, get ready to call and defend your city's honor. We'll do that when we come back here on CCO.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.